take this time for this little note and talk about, I hope that these voice memos and links and songs and whatever I happen to send over are being taken the right way. I didn't start these as a, you know, daily inspiration or, you know, daily motivation to be a good person type of thing. I started this because I saw the importance of my own heart and mind being refocused on Christ every single day. That, you know, some people are really good at that. They'll wake up, they'll pray, they'll read their Bible, and others aren't. And I'm not saying you guys aren't those people, but when we, you know, that's why the messages I send, I'm not just quoting you a scripture verse and then, you know, giving you some kind of life application. I want your life application to be focused on Christ, period. When you are able to behold, even just catch little glimpses of God's glory, you're able to fall to your face in humility in every aspect of life and live out our calling, which is to not only portray Jesus in our lives, but share him. You can't even help but share him. You're not overthinking about, you know, gosh, I really wish I can talk to Fred and at my job today about Jesus. No, you're just living out so much that Christ is just radiating from you. That's the goal here. The goal is to create our character so much so that there's no helping but people knowing that not only you're different, but that guy must love, that girl must love Jesus because, you know, she just, there's something different about him. I pray that that's what our focus is here. I don't ever want this to be seem like just some random daily word. I want it to be our hearts, our minds, refocusing. And so much so, I don't ever want to seem like I'm claiming to be the N word in anything. I want this to inspire you guys to pick up your Bibles and read, to get down on your knees and pray, you know, to create bigger ways in your life to understanding God. And I'm just praying this is a tiny footstool to take you to that level if you're not already there. So I pray that these are reaching you rightly. I pray that this is how you'll think about these messages or whatever notes that I send. Even just reading the scripture I read, it's not, the focus isn't you. If the focus is you when you hear this stuff or when I read a portion of scripture, then you need to change that mindset, because the Bible's not about you. So you shouldn't be taking it as such. It's about Jesus, first and foremost, beholding God's glory and living through the power of the Holy Spirit. Love you guys. Bye.